and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 5 and verse 22. Well, that verse says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord." Well, there are duties of not only wives, but husbands as well, and we're going to look at that in our study of this section of Scripture. And we see the duty of the submission of the wife to her husband is found in the Scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation," and that's behavior of the wives, and I've mentioned this on many occasions that I've had the privilege of seeing wives get saved and how that they live the godly life and the husband eventually comes to a saving knowledge. Now, it doesn't always happen that way because everyone has to make their own choice. Sometimes the husband will not get saved, but the wife lives the godly life and the Bible says that that wife is to live that way. And it may be possible that her husband will come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that great once you think about it? But it not only holds true for the wife and for the ladies, but it holds true for men as well, that they live the godly life in front of their wives. And their wife may not be saved. But at the same time, everybody who names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ should have a good conversation, or in other words, a good testimony, to this lost and dying world so that other individuals will want what we've got. And what we have is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I've said this many times, we have the Lord, but actually the Lord has us. He's the one who has given us eternal life, and he's the one who's holding us, and no one can remove us from his hand. Well, we think about the wife leading the life that is pleasing to God. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord." Titus chapter 2 and verse 5, it talks about the wife to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And I said this the last time, when God's order is followed, then the home will be a place where the family can enjoy life together in harmony. It produces harmony within the home. Well, when you think of this, Christianity is designed to elevate the character of the wife and to make her a fit companion of the husband who honors her. You see, man, by the fact that he was first created and that the woman was taken from him, that he is better qualified for ruling than she is. And it's evident and it's designed to be at the head of the little community he is. He's designed for this, the husband is, that constitutes a family. Now, there are many other things in which a woman can be man's equal and even be a step above when in her place of God's order. See, in loveliness, grace, beauty, tenderness, gentleness, and so forth, the woman is outstanding. With these attributes that I just mentioned, she's far the husband's superior. And what I am about to say will, and I've mentioned this before, this term ruffle some feathers, as the old saying says, the qualities I mentioned that can be found in a woman are not the qualities adapted for government. The woman's place is in another area of specialty, I believe. Now, don't turn me off yet. Just wait. A woman's area of specialty is not to be invaded by a man. A man should be as cautious about invading the woman's privileges or restricting her liberty as she should be about invading the privileges that belong to him. In every family, there should be a head. That is, someone who is to be looked up to as the counselor and the leader. The leader should be someone to whom all in the family should be subordinate. God has given that prerogative to man. And no family prospers where that arrangement is violated. Within proper limits, therefore, it is the duty of the wife to obey or to submit herself to her husband. Well, at the same time, the man who is in right relationship with the Lord, that means first saved and following the Lord's leading, will listen to the counsel of the wife, who is also in right relation to the Lord. That woman needs to be in right relation as well. In other words, saved and listening to the Lord. But the responsibility of making tough and even easy decisions for the family should fall on the shoulders of the man. This would relieve the wife of any undue pressure or stress. You see, God's order is the right order. We cannot improve upon it. You see, when it comes to having a successful home where the family lives in harmony, the bottom line is this: we must listen to God in His Word. Acts chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye." See, we cannot go wrong if we hearken, if we listen to what God has to say. And of course, once again, I say this over and over again, He says it to us in His Word. Ephesians 5:22, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord." Well, why should the wife submit? Verse 23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body." Well, notice, "For the husband is the head of the wife." Now, this verse, of course, relates to verse 22, and we need to be reminded that Christ is the head of the church. And just as Christ is the head, the leader of the church, and has a right to direct and control it, we also should listen to the scriptures where God says the husband is to be head, in other words, leader of the home. Well, why should the husband be the head or the leader of the home? Verse 23 goes on to say, "And He is the Savior of the body." Notice the word "He." See, He is speaking of Christ, who is the Savior of the body, His church, His people, His bride, who will be His wife, the church. See, the church is represented as the body of Christ. And notice 1 Corinthians 11:3, where it says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." See, the idea here seems to be that as Christ gave Himself to save His body, that's the church, He experienced self-denial and made it an object of intense care to preserve His church. And I see this as, so ought the husband make it evident in his care for his wife, to make her happy, and to save her from want, affliction, and pain. He ought to regard himself as her natural protector. The husband should be bound and compelled to provide for his wife's wants. He should consider himself as under obligation to comfort her in trial, even as Christ does the church. What a beautiful illustration of the spirit which a husband should manifest, and that is the care which Christ has shown for His bride, the church. We can't go wrong if we follow God's leading, if we follow God's order of things. There is no going wrong when we do what God wants us to do in the way He wants us to do it. Verse 24 of Ephesians chapter 5 says, "Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Well, we're still looking at the subject of the wife here. And notice these words, "Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ. The church, being wholly dependent upon Christ and entirely submissive, that means subject to Him, and receiving all from Him, is to look to Him, who alone is all her expectation of provision, protection, comfort, happiness, and everything that the church needs. In right relationship to Christ, the church, and this is a saved people, receiving all that Christ does for it, will be respectful to all His commands, and will hold in admiration all His precepts concerning all things, and will count them to be right without question. When the church people count all of Christ's precepts, and that means principles, when the people of the church count all the precepts to be right, it will exhibit a cheerful, and that's the church, they're going to exhibit a cheerful, voluntary, sincere, and hearty obedience to the Lord's precepts. All obedience to Christ's precepts will arise from an attitude of love, honor, fear, and reverence of Him. And I pray that you are reverencing the Lord Jesus Christ even right now, if possible, have your Bible open and you're reading along with me as we look at the Word of God. Now, once again, if you're driving in a car, do not open your Bible. You need to keep your eyes on the road. But if at all possible, have your Bible open and we read along together. And I want you to see that I am reading from the Word of God. I remind you again that I do use the King James. I believe that it is the Word of God. I do not use the New King James. I use the King James, the old King James. I believe it is the Word of God. Well, the Bible says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, Ephesians 5:24, it goes on to say, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Why? Because the church is to be subject. In other words, in subjection to Christ. So the wife is to be subject or in subjection to her husband. It's the order of things. The wife is to be in subjection, not as a slave, not as a robot, but as one who reverences God and one who holds her husband in high esteem in political, domestic, church matters. And she recognizes that her husband is consistent with the laws of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, she can't look to that husband to do that if he's not saved. And my advice to you, husband, is that you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so you can be the head of your home, so that you can do the things according to what God says in His Word. Do things what God says is right. Once we get God in our hearts and once we start doing what He wants us to do, we get things in His order, things go much better. Now, I'm not telling you that you're not going to have some trouble. I'm not telling you there's not going to be difficult times. I'm saying that your home can be a much better place. Your home will be what God wants it to be once you get saved and you follow His precepts found in the Word of God, once you're in subjection to Him. And I see that the church people, that's those people who are saved. And whether you've noticed or not, church people make mistakes. We make mistakes. Sometimes saved people are not being in subjection to Christ. Christ is merciful and understands human frailties. And He tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If you need to get things right with God today, you need to ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him, Lord, forgive me, for I've done some things wrong. Now I'm speaking to saved people. If you know you need to ask forgiveness, you need to go to the Lord right now and ask His forgiveness. As an unsaved person, you too need to ask His forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. I want to go to heaven. I'm going your way, Lord, instead of mine. My way doesn't work. Lord, let me go.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.